الأمور محدثتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. موجود دابر عبرها الحملي versus in the Quran which was a front freak نقطة تحول which you know converted the line of the lives of so many good people break point when Thomas Mann was a disbeliever and he had this verse it was a break point for all his life. One of this life is a verse in Surah Al-Hadid قلناه تعالى ألم يأني من الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم بذكر الله وما وجد من الحق ولا يكون كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل وطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون فيعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
So this was the next time the meaning of which is has the time not arrived for the believers to fear Allah or to fear the or to fear from the remembrance of Allah who has and what has been revealed from the truth. So isn't it time for believers to have fear of Allah from, because of the isn't it time for let me repeat this again. Isn't it time for the believers, or has not the time arrived for the believers to for their hearts to become have fear from the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed from the truth, and they do not become like those who have been given the book from before, and they waited a long time before they had that fear from the remembrance of Allah, and their hearts were hardened. And many of them were transgressors. Have knowledge, O you all, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the earth and bring life to it after it has died. We have explained or clarified to you all our signs so that you will think.
هنا في هذه الآية إشارة إلى أن الله تبارك وتعالى كما أنه قادر على أن يحيي الأرض بعد موتها فذلك قادر على أن يحيي القلوب إذا ماتت ويلينها إذا قست.
The Sheikh is saying, look at the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse says that He has the ability to revive the earth after its death. And likewise, He has the ability to revive the heart after it has become hardened.
الموعظة مثل الصقر لا تقع إلا على صيد حي كذلك آيات القرآن لا ينتفع بها إلا القلب الحي.
Preaching or the admonishment does not affect the heart, or the admonishment is like a hawk, in that the hawk only attacks or only goes after or is only claims something alive. Likewise, the
hawk.
The hawk?
Yeah, the hawk. Likewise, remembrance does not affect, except for the live heart, the heart that is alive.
This verse was هذه الآية كانت سبب توبة الفضيل بن عياض. هذه الآية كانت this verse was the cause of the repentance of الفضيل بن عياض, one of the great servants of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, because before he was loving a girl and he had an appointment with her at night, and because while he was climbing to her, he heard somebody reading this verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
hasn't come, has the time come for the believers, and تَقْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Then he retreated and cried, saying, بَلَى وَاللَّهِ قَدْ آن.
So when he was trying to, he's going to have a, he has a date, he's going to see this girl in the nighttime, and he was climbing the ladders, the steps to go, and he heard this verse, and he said, so Allah's asking in the verse, hasn't the time come for the believers, for the hearts of the believers to become afraid of the remembrance of Allah? Huh? So therefore, when he heard that, he immediately said, now it's time.
Yes. And he was a thief. You see, he was a highwayman. And while he retreated, he heard some people whispering to each other. He was to take care this way, and Fadil ibn Ayyad used to attack the people this way. Don't go through this way. Then he heard this warning and said, Allahu, a word of grief. You see, at night I'm going on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the people are feeling for me, oh my Lord, I repented to you, and I will make my repentance to stay for a month in your house in Bayt al-Haram in Mecca. This verse was a free point in all his life. Our talk today, inshallah, is going around this meaning of going around the tarkir, reminding the believers of such verses or such meaning, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. Remind, if reminding is useful. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified who are the people who make use of the preaching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind or preach, because preaching is useful for the believers. Then those who make use of the preaching are, the believers. In another verse, Allah said, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. Preach by the Quran those who fear from my threatening.
Threat of punishment, you mean?
Yes. So many people are guided to the way of Islam, you see, but they do not go on, they don't complete, they may deteriorate, their faith deteriorates by so many factors, the media, the devil, the sins, and so many things. Through time, his iman deteriorates, weakens, you see, and therefore we have to have a stop for the treatment of this very hard disease. The most precious thing for a mu'min is his religion. You see, and the disaster in religion or any injury for your iman, for your mu'min, is a very big, calamity, which cannot be treated except by, reporting and referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to make that, to make your day is better than yesterday, and to make tomorrow better than today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his supplication, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا.
And O Allah, the person used to say, O Allah, do not make our calamity befall or occur in our religion.
وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. يعني any injury or any calamity in dunya can be substituted. If you lose some money, you can
make up for it.
You see, if you lose money, you can get money afterwards. If you lose some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give you another. If you lose health at some time, if you have a disease, the health will come. But if you lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you lost everything. If you win Allah, you have won everything in this universe. Because Allah, when Allah is with you, nobody can be against you. You see, you are the most rich man in this world. You are the most strong man because Allah subhanahu is helping. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you. So the Prophet used to pray, "Wala taj'al musibatana fi dinina." Don't make our calamity in our religion, in our deen. Because in dunya it can be treated, but the injury or in deen is a very big, you know, calamity. And in another supplication for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismat amri."
Allahumma
aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismat amri.
Straighten or purify or make correct my religion,
which is the several columns,
which is like the backbone of which is the backbone of my matter, so the religion is the backbone of the Prophet's matter.
And the Prophet ﷺ, when he made a farewell to one of his companions, he used to say, "Astawdi Allah dinak wa amanatak wa khawatim amalik."
Which one? And astawdiak?
Astawdiak, yani, means I ask Allah to keep your dinak, religion, wa amanatak, your honesty, wa khawatim amalik, and the conclusion of your deeds. You know, because the deeds are considered by the conclusion. If a man has a very long, hot day, and before Maghrib, with a few minutes, he breakfast. Then all this day is nullified.
No,
cancelled. Yes, this cancelled. If he prays a very long prayer, and before he says Assalamu Alaikum, his ablution has come. So all the prayer is, you know, is finished. You see, and therefore, if a man lives a very long time, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the conclusion of his life, he deviated from this road, all the past things will be nullified also. See? So the Prophet said, "Innama al-a'malu bil khawatim." Deeds are considered by the conclusion, according to the conclusion. You see? Ivan, the believers also used to pray, as mentioned in the Quran, "Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lil-qawmi al-zalimin." Oh Allah, don't enable the zalimin, injurious or unjust people, or tolerant people, to fitna, to deviate us from our deen. And after, you know, they asked the health of their deen, they asked the health of their dunya afterwards. But first, they mentioned the most important. Keep our deen. Don't make the believers deviate us from our deen.
The
disbelievers, from our deen. And when the deen has rahmatika and the qawm of kafirin. Afterwards, they ask it, you know, the goodness of their lives. But after deen. No.
Do you ever understand that point? If you don't understand a point, then immediately raise your hand, say, "Sheikh, I don't understand." Okay, so the Muslim believers, they're making dua to Allah. So first they said, "Oh Allah, do not allow the disbelievers to cause turmoil for us, to mess us up, which messing us up makes us remove ourselves from the religion, okay, screws up our religion." And then they make a dua, they made a dua, and then, "Oh Allah, save us or protect us or let us be successful from them so they don't harm us." So first they asked Allah to protect their religion, then they asked Allah to protect their physical bodies. So the Shaykh said that what? They're first always asking, the concern is for the religion and then for the material things.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the advice of Allah, or the will of Allah, or, you know, or the command of Allah for the first nations and for the last nation, you see, for all the mankind was اتقوا الله. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنْ اتَّقُوا الله.
The Shaykh said that the advice advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the previous nations as well as the latter nations, the later nations, was for those nations to have fear of Allah by doing what was commanded and living what was prohibited. And then the Shaykh quoted the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in it,
that he has advised, and he has advised those people who have been given the book,
and you all,
that you all fear Allah by doing what's commanded and leaving what's been prohibited.
Yes, every man is commanded to make taqwa Allah. Even the Prophet was commanded by Allah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Oh, Prophet, fear Allah. And the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. For all mankind, for the believers, for the Prophet, they all were commanded to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the matter is not to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the matter is to continue to the last moment of your life.
The Shaykh meant that the matter is not only there should be some but there's more to it than that.
A condition for this taqwa, to make use of it, is to keep it and fix for this way for the last moment. It's not the matter that you have put your feet on the beginning of the road walk some steps in it, but the matter is to be fixed to it forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
O you who believe, fear Allah by doing what's been commanded and leaving with what's been prohibited, and do not die except in a state of Islam. Do not die except as Muslims.
We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only who...
Brothers, if you are concerned about coffee, your hearts are going to be on the coffee. You're not going to miss this. Sheikh Muhammad has come many miles, and you only will hear these types of talks only from a person like Sheikh Muhammad.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here in this verse, says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ and said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. He first commanded by taqwa, fear of Allah, and the second is وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يعني أن تلازموا to keep or continue in this taqwa until death. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. The question is, we believe that our heart is in the hearts of in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, our heart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only who guides us. You see, and mislead who want to mislead. You see, then there is a question: how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us don't die except in Islam, and at the same time we don't, all our hearts? The answer is, this is a command for us to follow the courses which lead to fixation of iman. Then our question in this lecture, inshallah, is what are these courses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, al-karama, what is it? Al-karama.
Miraculous. Things that happen out of the ordinary.
Yes. Some people believe that if he becomes, a good servant of Allah, he should have some miraculous, events. You see, like anything which is not normal. This is called in Arabic al-karama. The best karama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a man, is to keep him straight on his path. Not to fly in air, not to walk on water, not to have so and so, but the greatest karama, is to fix you on his road until the end. And before the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All these commands are directing them to keep this way, to keep patient on it, until the end. The believers used to pray to Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh Allah, don't turn our hearts away from iman after you have guided us to iman. And therefore, one of the scholars or the good men was asked, do the heart, can the heart do frustration, sujood? Do a heart, or can a heart do
or transgression?
You sujood.
Can the heart do sujood?
Sujood, yes. Yes, you will call. Then he answered, yes, the heart, yes, sujood, sajda, you know, after which he never raises his head. This means the submission of Allah. Yani, when your heart makes sujood, it's not like your body. Like body, your body sometimes you make sujood, and sometimes you are in another position. But the heart, when you have become a Muslim, should keep the case of sujood until death. This means to be, yani, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are two words, and istiqama, wastabat ala al-istiqama. Istiqama, straightforwardness. Wastabat ala al-istiqama, to fix or to stay, to continue until the end. You know, and here, al-khatima, the conclusion of your life. Two things, two conditions. You see, like the Prophet ﷺ said, on the seven people who will be in the shade of his throne in the day of judgment, you see, one of them is a rajulani, tahadda fillah, istama alayhi, waftaraq alayhi. Tahadda fillah, they loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They, in the beginning, they, this was the only purpose to gather, you see, to love each other for the sake of Allah. Waftaraq alayhi, the condition to have a benefit from this worship is to continue until you differ by death or by traveling or anything else, you see. Then in the taqwa and al-istiqama is composed of two compartments. Al-taqwa wa mulazamat al-taqwa. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa, and to keep taqwa. You see? Then taqwa plus fixation on taqwa equals, you know, an istiqama. To be straight forward, you see? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They said, لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ, our Lord is Allah, and then afterwards they, you know, اسْتَقَامُوا.
They were upright and they on the straight path.
Yes.
Upon la
ilaha. And Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, one day he was on the minbar making a preach. He said, after he read this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, he said, اِسْتَقَامُوا وَاللَّهِ, I swear by Allah that they were straight in the way of Allah for the obedience of Allah. And afterwards they didn't, you know, يَرُوهُ رَوَعَانَ فَعَالِ, like foxes. They don't in wrinkled line, you see, but in straight line. They didn't have made the behavior of
hands
of folks,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then when you said, I am the servant of Allah, keep being servant of Allah. Don't make an exception for the servant, you know, servant for the devil, for the shaitan. And the Prophet ﷺ used to keep certain prayer in his prayer, in his application. He used to say, Ya muqallid al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Ya muqallid al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet said, always in his du'as, he always kept certain du'as, and one of them was, oh, the one who changes the hearts, keep my heart firm on the religion.
Then the companions asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you keep, you know, constantly this du'a? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمَ كُلَّهَا بَيْنَ إِصْبَعِينَ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَنِ كَقَلْبٍ وَرَحِيمٍ يُصَرِّفُ رَحِيمٍ يَشَاءُ.
Verily, the hearts of mankind are between the fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changes them and he drives those hearts as he wills.
Think of نَفْرُ فُطْوَانَ فُطْ
So one thing we know here, the Prophet ﷺ called Allah, addressed Allah as the one who changes his hearts, changes the hearts, which means this is one of Allah's names. Even though it's not in the Quran, it's in the Sunnah. Second thing is that the Prophet ﷺ said that verily Allah has fingers. Those fingers befit his majesty and his glory, different from our fingers, which befit our nature and our imperfect nature and our mistakes and faults.
And there is here some linguistic point, but it's very important. You know, the terminology in Islam has so many links to the original linguistic meaning. Then if we take the word al-qalb, the heart,
What is the meaning of al-qalb? Why was it, you know, named so in Arabic? Al-qalb, because it's, you know, al-qalb is, you know, this movement and the
exactly.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No.
In English, heart means what? The center of something. In Arabic, heart means it comes. It's derived from the word in English, flip flops, back and forth. Exactly. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth.
And before the Prophet said, "Innama." Yani, there are so many words like this. You mean the word matter, for example. The word, you know, man, money, the man. In Arabic, some scholars say that it is man because it, you know, yani, yamil bisahib.
Yamil. Okay, the, some scholars have a derivation of the word mal. Mal in Arabic commonly means money. The origin of this word means mail, which means that it swords. So that money is used or swords. Depending on who owns that money.
Yes. And the zahab, because it goes. Zahab means go or went.
Zahab is gold, and zahab also means gone away. So the gold goes away.
Yes. Fadda, because it comes from.
Silver also has the meaning, the second meaning of it, in that it is let go.
No. So qalb, because it, the qalb is
flip-flop.
The Prophet said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبَ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ.
Prophet said that really the heart was called that because it flip-flops.
إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ Prophet said, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ كَمَثَلِ رِيشَةٍ فِي أَصْلِ شَجَرَةٍ يُقَلِّبُهَا الرِّيحُ ظَهْرًا لِبَطْنٍ. This is an authentic hadith.
Have you seen Tafsir
feather? Feather, yes.
The Prophet said,
I hold it very high. Yes. Feather, feather, near the root of the tree. And the wind, you know.
Exactly, throws it left and right.
Mm-hmm. And in another hadith, the Prophet said, لَقَلْبُ إِبْنِ آدَمْ أَشَدُّ انْقِلَابًا مِنَ الْقِدْرِ إِذَا اتَّجْمَعَتْ غَرَيَانًا.
Prophet said in another hadith that verily the heart of the son of Adam is flip-flops more or changes and turns more than a pot of boiling water.
And therefore the Prophet used to say in his supplication, Ya Wali al-Islam wa ahlihi, masikni al-Islam hatta alqaka
alayhi. Also, the person used to address Allah and make dua to Allah and say this,
Ya Wali al-Islam wa ahli.
Guardian? Yeah. O guardian of Islam and the people. Meaning, O Allah, you are the guardian of Islam and the people, the Muslims.
The people that seek in Islam.
Hold for me my Islam.
Hatta alqaka alayhi.
Until I meet you with it.
Yes. And therefore, Abdullah ibn Saud, one of the companions, radiallahu anhu, used when he is a Sa'ad, ascended on Al-Safa, ground of Safa in Hajj, used to pray to Allah, saying, Allahumma innaka kulta fi kitabika du'uni astajib lakum. Wa ana as'aluka kama hadaytani lil Islam, alla tanzi'ahu minni hatta alqaka alayhi.
So Ibn Mas'ud used to, when he used to go during Hajj and climb upon the Safa mountain, he used to say, O Allah, you have commanded us to make dua to you. With the statement, call upon me, when Allah says in the Quran, call upon me, I will answer you. And now I ask you, as you have guided me to Islam, that you do not take it away, snatch it away from Islam from me, until I meet you, and I still have that.
And the Prophet ﷺ used in traveling, in time of traveling, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of traveling. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الحور بعد الكور. Let me explain it here. You know, excuse me, brother. If I have something أمامة like this. There is a word in Arabic, تكوير الأمامة. If I want to fix the أمامة on my head, I make round it here. You know, this is called, this rounding for fixation is called تكوير. The opposite is تحوير.
You see? Unwind, exactly.
Unwind?
Unwind,
yes. Unwinding is takweer, the cover. It becomes like the kora. Kora means the bone.
like, you know. So he asked refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from unwinding after winding. Why in traveling? Because in travel the man may be exposed to fitan, to more fitan. He may, you know, يتساهل في دينه,
loosen and slacken up in his religion.
Yes, in case of Safar especially. You see, because also in Arabic, Safar, called Safar, in traveling, because هو يسفر عن حقيقة أخلاق الشخص. Yes, سمي السفر سفر. You know, السفور means exposure of face, of the truth. أصفر الصبح
the word safar, which we understand in modern Arabic as travel, it also has the meaning of exposing. So the Prophet ﷺ said that really traveling exposes the person's manners and his deeds. Because as the Shaykh said in a statement before that, that during travel, a person is exposed to many new fitnas, new tests, new turmoil. So therefore, this traveling exposes who he really is.
Yes. And in case of his residence in his home, he may do good things because he's controlled by the media or his friends who know him. But in traveling, the reality of him comes, you know, is exposed because he feels nobody. So the Prophet especially in traveling, he began to say in a long supplication, "Allahumma inni a'udhubika min al-hawr ba'd al-kawr." You see? Yeah. Or ba'd al-kawn in another version. Al-kawn means being in your path. You see? Where the scholars say, al-hawr.